You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. What I want, you
got. This week's outrageous claim isn't really much of a claim. It's just an idea that you sent me bricks and text last night,
right.
Just kicking around, and I'd say, yeah, let's go with that. Sounds good. And I'm not. I mean, the more I look at it, the less it makes sense. But still, Johnny Damon to the Yankees.
It doesn't
right
make
now,
any sense
to kind of replace Curtis Granderson as a hold for a bit.
Now,
first of all,
we haven't even addressed the fact that Curtis Granderson has broken his forearm.
Yeah. Just kind of serve as that right now. That's
a big blow.
That's huge.
Because this Yankee team is the worst Yankee team in a decade, easily.
Which is still pretty good, but yeah, I
arguably
agree.
In 20 years, this
probably
Yankee team
true.
Will not make the postseason. I can say that with authority.
We can discuss that. You've said it with authority before.
But the Johnny Damon, and Johnny Damon was on the Michael Kay Show, and what's funny is the quotes that Johnny said, and I'm going to actually read this to you here, Joe. Johnny Damon, again, talking to Michael Kay. You guys know that I would have interest in going to New York, but I just don't think that they would be interested. I'm not exactly sure what happened over the years. They have had plenty of opportunities, and I kept raising my hand, wanting to go back, and, you know, hopefully it would be a perfect fit. Now, it seems like Johnny Damon is talking about the Yankees souring on Johnny personally. He doesn't know what happens over the years. What happened over the years is you turn 37 and 38 and then 39, and you hit 222 for the Cleveland Indians last year. That's what happened over the years. You became a bad baseball player, and the Yankees are a professional baseball organization.
I think he's referring to, you know, yeah, he's not what he was when he was with the Yankees, but, you know, he hit 270 with the Tigers. He hit 260 with the Rays and when the Yankees
big time stuff.
But you know, when the Yankees were going out and getting Raul Ibanez to be the guy at DH before, you know, Raul Ibanez made his money
right.
hitting home runs
became
last
a
year
Yankee
in the
legend.
Right. Hitting home runs last year in the three games and he's a Yankee legend. I can understand his point. And I'm not
kind of, but at the same time, and you said it, and the key is he hit 270 as a Detroit Tiger. He hit 260 as a Tampa Bay Ray. He's on a team. What are they going to do mid-season?
Yeah.
Johnny Damon's calling up, you know, the Steinbrenners, Hank and Hal, like, hey guys, I know I'm technically a Tampa Bay Ray, quote unquote, playing in your division against you, but whenever you need me, you just let me know. But just buy me out of this deal. Sign me to a new deal, prorated, of course. I'm that kind of a guy. Come on, he's not any good.
Well, I don't think you can say he's not any good. He's certainly not the player he was.
He's not any good.
But
he was an overrated player his entire career.
Yeah, but I think he can fit. And I'm not saying you go out and sign Johnny Damon to a 10-year deal right now. I'm not even saying you sign him to a 1-year deal. You say, hey, Johnny, you want to come in here, play some grapefruit? You know, go hit some balls off Matt Harvey. Let us see if you can hit the ball. And I think you have to approach it like
first
that if you're the
all,
Yankees. You're not just going to give him.
First of all,
here we go.
He cannot hit a ball off of Matt Harvey. Okay, Matt Harvey is a stud. He's a stud muffin. He's a blueberry
first
stud
time
muffin.
Matt Harvey gets shellacked in the major leagues. All Met for he's just going to weep.
It happened once. It happened once last season when he was in the middle of having a way over K per inning average. Anyway,
well,
Matt Harvey is great. Zach Wheeler is great. Johnny Damon is not great. And
no, he's
these
not.
New York Yankees have been cutting cap, and telling me that they're building their farm system. Well, according to the Major League perspective and all this crap I read about minor league players, the Yankees don't have a top 30 prospect, but their number one prospect is an outfielder. Why don't you bring that outfielder up? The Yankees suffocate their farm system, and I understand Cano came from the farm system, and Jeter, and the Big Four, and Brett the Constant Gardner, one of the most overrated players, and Jabba Chamberlain, who would be a nobody if he wasn't wearing pinstripes.
Hughes and Nova.
Oh, Hughes is garbage, and what
Hughes
is...
Hughes is not garbage.
Hughes is a five.
He's a very good 4 or 5.
Don't tell everybody.
Ace.
Everybody except the Yankees. The Yankees are the only team that produce a 5 and talk about whoa, guys. Don't jump the gun.
Don't discount him and say that he's terrible.
The last two guys in our lineup, we made those. Everybody, okay? Pelfrey was a 5. Okay, the Mets made that.
Pelfrey was a terrible five.
Three. The Mets made that. Every other organization breeds their own five.
Have the Mets been saying for years that they needed back end of the rotation help, and they've got it this year. Their pitching staff is going to be fine this year. Yeah. But don't whine for years that you don't have any back end of the rotation help, and then discount guys who are back end of the rotation help. Hughes is a very solid five starter.
No, he's not. Absolutely, he's bad. He has never had an ERA below four. He's never had an ERA below 4.5. He's not any good. His fastball doesn't max out to 93, 94. It has no life to it. He's not consistent. He's injury prone. He's fat in the face. He's not
good. He's a good back end of the rotation starter, and he's a great bullpen guy. And for me, I would have put him in the bullpen and kept him there years ago.
If you're a back of the rotation guy slash bullpen dude, you're not that good. You're a utility pitcher. Utility pitcher.
Stop
it. You can't tell me that the number one guy that you brought, the two biggest prospects, pitching prospects that you've brought out in the last 5 years, were Jabba Chamberlain, who can't stay on a trampoline without getting injured, and Phil Hughes, who's also vastly overrated, won 18 games once. Again, ERA closer to 5 than it was to 4. That was an offensive production 18-win season. It had little to do with what he did on the
solid
mound.
Pitcher.
And he has regressed every season since. That being said, if you're going to tell me you have a farm system and you're going to cut your cap, you need to show me that farm system. And this is a situation where you do it, where you need a kid for a month. By the way, it's only a month.
It's only a
month. You're not looking for a huge season. You bring a kid up for a month, give him some major league experience, put him down or put him on the bench, or God forbid he turns out to be good and you have a replacement or a guy that can platoon with an Ichiro Suzuki and an injury prone Brett Gardner and a not that young.
Here's the one thing about that.
Curtis Granderson.
You have a month. You need a guy to fill in for a month, but you don't necessarily, if you're the Yankees right now, have a lot of time to just let a guy just kind of... Just go out there and see what you can do.
This
young
is the
man.
Same guy who's telling and me that the Rangers are fine in a 13 game season, or telling me in 162 bills that the Yankees can't check
because,
a guy out for
the
a month.
Because the Rangers will make the playoffs. The Rangers will make the playoffs. They'll be fine, and you just get in. The Yankees, you can't say they're a home run slam dunk to make the playoffs.
Can't say that about the Rangers either. They're sitting a game
out.
They're 17 games in a 48 game season. They are over a third of the way through the season, and they are not in the postseason.
Third of the way through the season. Great.
Injuries. You said it yourself. Injuries. Injuries. Injuries.
They're fine. Let's get back to the Yankees and stop talking about the Rangers because the Rangers are fine. The Yankees, though, you can't say there's a finite number of teams and an exorbitant amount of competition in that division and in that league in the AL right now. So you don't necessarily have a month to just let a wet behind the ears guy figure it out.
You don't have a month to let a Johnny Damon remember how to hit.
Well, nobody's saying, hey, let's give Johnny Damon $6 million for 4 years right now.
But here's the thing:
you're saying, look, you bring Johnny Damon into camp. Give him league minimum and say this is what you put that offer on the table. Take it or leave it, and let him see. All right. 2 years ago, he stole 20 bases. The Yankees are going to have to go to speed. Hang on. The Yankees game is going to have to be speed. Come. You ranted for like 3 minutes a second
ago. I know,
but
what you're saying is stupid already.
So just shut up. You let Johnny Damon come in and just see what he's got. All right. He's got nothing right now. And if he doesn't want to come in and try and earn a spot, then fine, you just let him be. But if he's willing to come in and try and earn a spot, and maybe he comes in camp and can still hit the ball a little bit, can be a left-handed bat in Yankee Stadium, that's good. All right, you know what you're going to get at him in the outfield. It's not going to be much, but you park him in left field where there's not a lot to do at Yankee Stadium. The hardest thing to do is handle the sun. You let him sit there and you just go. You just let him. And the Yankees are going to need DH help anyway.
No.
He stole 20 bases 2 years ago. Maybe he comes in and shows you he's still got some wheels at 38. I don't know, or however the hell old
39.
He is. 39, thank you. And you let him see. You experiment. You don't take options off the table before you evaluate them.
Well, there's a couple things I have a problem with. First of all, the Yankees actually, for the first time in a couple years, won't need speed. Presuming Brett Gardner can stay healthy, you're talking about a Gardner and an Ichiro sitting at the top of the lineup.
Speed's going to have to be their game, so more speed's going to help.
Last year it was power, no balance. Now it's going to be speed, no balance. They need some balance.
You're going to have balance with Teixeira and Cano in the middle of your lineup.
They already have guys that can move. And when you look at it, you talk about Johnny Damon going and winning his spot. You know what you're going to get out of Johnny Damon, and nothing he's going to do is going to wow you. When Johnny Damon was 28 years old, 29 years old, a decade ago, he wasn't going out there and winning spots based on, wow, he threw that guy out.
he's the best available guy, he's got
an ugly, unconventional game. He throws like a girl. He swings.
So do a lot of guys.
Right. Well, that's not going to go win you a spot in spring training. So you're either bringing him in because you're saying, Johnny, you have a spot. You're not bringing him in saying, let's see what you can do, because you know what he can do. You know the way he can do it. He's not going to wow
just
you.
Just because you can't look past and say, oh, he doesn't feel as gracefully as Robinson Cano, so he must be terrible. That's not the way you're going to look at it. You're going to say, can he do some things? He's going to be can he do some things? And if he can, he's got a spot. If he doesn't, he doesn't. All right, you're not losing anything by bringing him in and seeing.
Yes, you are.
For one month, and until Granderson comes back, and then you just park him on the bench and give a DH kind of platoon guy. The thing is, if he's better than the minor league guy right now, the Yankees don't have the time. If they were the Pirates, great, just give the minor league guy a shot and let him get some experience. When you're the Yankees and you're out to win a championship and you have to make the playoffs,
yeah, that's so pompous.
Well, it is, but it's true. Everyone kills the Yankees if they don't win a championship or make the playoffs, and that's what the mission statement is.
Then they should have had a better offseason.
Well, good.
They should have addressed these issues.
We're not there anymore, so we got to address the problem where we're at right now.
In-house.
We can't go back in time. We don't have the DeLorean. We can't go back and sign Josh Hamilton. We're here right now, okay? So if Johnny Damon comes in and says, I'm a better option than your minor league dude, for the month when you're in a competitive division in a competitive league, yeah, you put Johnny Damon in there and you let him go
for a
month.
He got into 64 games. He hit .222 last year.
Yeah, and that's why I'm not saying sign him right now. I'm saying give him a shot. Don't take the option off.
You're telling me that you lose nothing, and I disagree with that. You lose first-team reps with your up-and-coming, hopefully, ideally, the future of your outfield, okay? And if you bring in, by the way, whoever the heck the next guy up in the Yankees minor league system is, you bring him in for a month, like he's Benny Agbayani or Shane Spencer or many highly prized, Kurt Nieuwenhuis last year for the New York Mets, you bring him up for a month, the guy has success, all of a sudden people get film on him, they understand that he can't hit a splitter, you start giving him a heavy dose of splitters, he can't hit it, he's confused, he has to go to the minors, all of a sudden it's May 1st, and Granderson's back. You've gotten the success out of the guy.
And that's if he's great, and if he sucks, then you've got
to... No, he's not great, he's going to get fastballs.
That's if he's fine. If he's terrible for that month, and they've got a hole in their lineup, and they're losing games, and now, oh look, it's May, Granderson's back, we're already four games behind three teams ahead of us in our division. You don't have time to play around right now if you're the Yankees.
So stop playing around with Johnny Damon then. Stop playing around with Johnny Damon.
Don't take options off the table when you don't know what they are necessarily yet. Give it a look. Same reason you wanted the Jets to look at Jamarcus Russell.
Right. Same reason I love Kenyon Martin. I just don't like it with the Yankees. I don't like it with this Yankees team.
You know why?
Because most of the Yankees are 40. Most of them.
Right. And that's going to be a real big problem 3 years from now. Or 1 year from now, or 2 years from now. But right now, we are where we are. Okay, we're not going to make wholesale changes to the team right now. If you can bring in a piece that's better than the guy that behind him, fine by me. Give him a shot. Let him see.
Between you not pressing the panic meter on the New York Rangers right now, and you thinking that you're 2 or 3 years away from being too old with this Yankees team, you are absolutely delusional, Joby.
They are too old. They are too old, right? But I've been hearing they're too old for a while now, and it's definitely going to be a problem, but there's not a lot you can do about it right now. And look, it's a team
you can get younger.
It's a team who won their division and got to the ALCS last year and lost because of a terrible slump in hitting by the team. It's not necessarily, oh my God, look, everyone's hip broke. Yeah, Jeter broke his ankle.
And A-Rod broke his hip.
But it's not. A-Rod had his injuries before. But you know, this isn't like the whole team needs insure. All right?
Oh, they do.
They won their division. Do. They made it to the ALCS. Let's not talk about this team like they were 60-42 or 60-142 or whatever the numbers would have to be.
Listen, we got to get out of here. That claim was extra outrageous, completely terrible. I appreciate it though, Joe. You know, I need a punching bag at least once a week, and I appreciate you. Living up to that billing. And
wait till we start, man. The Mets season's going to start eventually.
Hey.
And that punching bag thing is going to...
Come on, man. Yeah. There's no reason you need to go... Bring in Johnny Damon. You know what? You do you. I'm going to watch Zach Wheeler, Matt Harvey, and my young gun Mets.
It's interesting when you talk about the pieces in the Mets you're going to watch.
Win the NL East.
You know who you're not going to watch in the Mets? Jason Bay and Bobby Bonilla.
And I'm fine with that.
Still paying them like $100 million each. Check us out on Sunday, everybody. Have a good one. It's Cover 2.